Let's have a chat now. Ray Thomas. Ray, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kev. Good morning, everyone.
Before we go any further, well done, mate, on your chat with Alan Jones last night, one-on-one. Compulsive viewing, I thought, and he probably could have chatted for hours. He's an inspirational sort of guy, I'd reckon.
He's done a lot. He's worn a few hats over the years, hasn't he, Kev? And but he's got a real passion for racing, and I hope that came across in the interview. And it's been a passion that was born when he was a very young boy up in Queensland, and he's retained that love for the sport ever since, which is why he's, I guess, such a passionate advocate for some of the major issues that New South Wales racing has been confronted with in recent years, and he's been at the forefront with those fights.
I was interested in one thing he said. We've got it here. He talked about what he'd do if he was the boss of racing New South Wales. Here's what he said.
Something has got to be done about the parade ring. People come, I mean, that theatre of the horse has not worked. People, when they come to the races, they buy a spot in the stand, and they're not all 25 years of age, able to run up and down stairs and get back for the race, having seen it in the way out the back there somewhere. It was a sound a lofty idea, the theatre of the horse. They thought they were at Ascot somewhere. Yeah. But this is Randwick, and people want to be able to see the parade and have an interest. So they look down and they say, that person with the big, oh, that's Gay Waterhouse, is it? Mm. Gee, she's taller than I thought she was. Or then they have a look at the horse. Oh, the horse is sweating up in the yard. You don't see any of that. I think we've lost a lot of the attractiveness. Now, I know there'd be a cost involved, but I think we need that whole parade. And in fact, the presentation
area. It's
too
small, isn't it?
And the horse comes back into scale, and there's one, two, three, four, you see them there. I think it's a visual medium. You want to see the horse more often than just warming up down the straight and then finishing the race.
There we go. That was Alan Jones. Do you hear that from other people, Ray?
Yeah, look, I think he's singing a song that a lot of people are echoing their thoughts of recent times. And look, with the theatre of the horses worked, and I know the ATC have made a few adjustments to race day procedures in recent times for the better, I think, and now that at least the winners do return in front of the grandstand. But the theatre of the horse, I guess the actual size of it's an issue too, isn't it, Kev? It's pretty small, and anyway, it's here to stay, but whether the ATC address that down the track, I don't know.
Yeah, not on a busy day, the inside of it's crowded full of journos from all walks of life, including Paul Joyce. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Kev. Lovely to speak with you again. Morning, Ray, and good morning to all the punters out there. And yeah, I think Ray just hit the nail on the head there. They actually have done a few measures to bring the horses out before the race. They now walk right across in front of the members' lawn, which they always used to do, right, didn't they? But they used to come into the enclosure part of the members' lawn. So
that's right.
At least you can see them now, but I've had plenty of members say that to me. They go to the races, they get a table, and they don't see the horses all day. So at least they're getting a look at them before and after the race now, but certainly not ideal.
Before we go any further, Paul, tell us how the wife and the family is. This time last week, you were on your way to the hospital because the birth was impending. How's a week on?
Yeah, that's right, Kev. Last week, this time, we were getting ready to go to the hospital to have the baby. Now the wife's ready to go to the hospital and give the baby back. Look, it hasn't been that bad. It's been as good as could be expected. A few sleepless nights, but overall, healthy baby, healthy mum, and that's all you can ask for.
Baby boy, right?
Baby boy, yeah, little Billy Joyce. He's doing very well sleeping and eating, and that's about it at this stage.
Lovely. Speaking of babies, let's bring him in. Glenn Munsey. Morning, Muns.
Oh, thank you very much, Kevy. Good morning to you. Good morning to Ray. Congratulations, Paul.
Thank you, Muns.
Yes, just a good time, actually, to have a baby. You get to do more form, because you're up 23 hours of the day.
Well, you get to watch Ascot at night, too, so there's a couple of bonuses there.
Yeah, but let's rip into this, boys, at Canterbury today, where the first is the Casino Prince at Vinery Plate. The two-year-old filly's maiden over 1,100 metres, and Aisance, the toppie here, is an $8.50 chance. Aon Air is at $26. Barouge came out yesterday. I think it's going to run Saturday. 19 cents a win and nothing the place. Juvessa at $4.60. Garland is a $13 chance. We go to Manicure with the Winkers on today at $6. Ordos Honor, is a $9 chance. Sasso Corbaro, the favourite, at $2.50. Tennessee Tango is a $41 chance. And Velocano is an $8 chance. Good move this morning for Sasso Corbaro here. Did go up 290 this morning. Opened a high of 350, but that was with Barouge in the race at 380. Was into 280 last night when Barouge was out. As I said, reopened 290 this morning. Is now a $2.50 chance. Only horse they've shown interest in away from that is Juvessa. We put it up a high of 18. Was into 4 last night. Opened 440 this morning. It's back to 460.
Yeah, a bit hard to map because we don't have a lot of data to go on, but Aesonce, I think, will go forward off a good draw. Velocano has shown plenty of pace at the trials, a first starter for Mark Connors. And obviously the one Munstead's been backed, Sasso Corbaro, all too hard, Billy. I expect her to go forward and try and take a position somewhere handy, Ray, but it's a little bit tricky to map, a little bit tricky to work out exactly where she'll end up.
Yeah, look, I found this a tough race to assess, Paul. The boom on Sasso Corbaro is huge. She's into a very short quota, as Glenn mentioned, 250 now. And I just thought she was a risk at those odds. I'm coming back to number six, Manicure here. She was a big street corner tip at her debut at Warwick Farm 3 weeks ago. And look, that was one of those races when just nothing went right for this filly. She was checked at the start. Brenton Abdullah was able to get her across onto the fence, three pairs back, but then as he went for a run at a vital stage in the straight, she got chopped out and went to the line untested in the race won by I'm Excited. The key, though, was the good money came for her on track. She was backed into favouritism at Warwick Farm that day, and that was off the back of some excellent trials. I'm prepared to give her another chance today, Paul. I think gate nine's actually going to suit Manicure. She's not blindingly fast out of the gates, and Corey Brown, providing he can find some cover, I think she's a terrific gamble at about the $6, the six Manicure. I thought the danger was the four Duvessa. I loved her recent trial behind Fanoon. She was third the fence into the straight, tried to go for a run between Fanoon and Dream of Glory, just had to be checked and eased off heels, and then she did accelerate late to finish a close third. I thought it was an excellent trial, and look, she'll be right in the mix here. As I mentioned, the boom on Sasso Corbaro, and that comes off the back of a really good Gosford trial win where Hugh Bowman made the trip up to Gosford that day to ride this filly, and she did look very good, showed instant acceleration when the gap came for her in the straight. And of the rest, I'll throw in number 10, Velocano. I thought this filly's trials have been excellent. She's speedy, she's tough, she gets up on speed, makes her own luck, and around Canterbury, that's always an advantage. Good race, the first. I've gone six Manicure each way, 6, 4, 10 and 8.
Yeah, similar numbers, although I've got 7 on top, 7, 4, 8 and 10 for me. I've got Ordos Honour on top from the each way gamble here from the good barrier. She just maps tuck in behind them here, which I think will be a bit of a plus. She's only had the one start. It was a heavy night. She handled that well. And her most recent trial on a very heavy track at Rose Hill, she got through that extremely well, I thought. Lovely action. She was a $600,000 yearling purchase of Fastnet Rock Billy, trained by Chris Waller. So I'm just going to have a little each-way gamble on her today to get the right run. And in what it looks a very competitive affair, I think she's the value play. Number 4, Duvessa, I agree with you, Ray. Loved that trial. She was under a stranglehold. She wasn't asked to do much. That was her only trial, a street cry out of Sister Madly. So she's bred to be good. I'll be interested to see what she can do today. The 8, Sasso Corbaro, there's just no value there anymore, I don't think. And the money will keep coming for her. Don't get me wrong, she'll probably start shorter than she is now. But the All Too Hard, generally they're a bit late maturing, Ray, fair to say. And yep. She should have been a little bit green at the trials, even though she's been brilliant at times. She doesn't appear to me to have 100% race sense just yet. And the best of the rest, I thought he was number 10, Velocano. She looked a real natural speedster. She hasn't been let out of second gear yet. So if she happens to get across and lead, she could give them a huge sight here with the rail out 6 metres today. I'll go 7, 4, 8 and 10. I've got to say, I'm really looking forward to the opening race.
And 3 is the scratching there, Baruji out of the first. The second at 25 past 1 for the 2-year-old Colts and Gelding. Scratch 3, 11 and 12.
We've got a late scratching here, Kev. Number 1, Orkin Toman. I'll just check what time that actually came out on my system here. I'll bring that up for you and tell you it came out at 8:49. The boys took it out.
All right.
Orkin Toman. I must admit I didn't have it out because I've been doing some other things. But it's out. I'll check the deduction there. I should have checked it when I just read out what time it was scratched. That would have been handy, wouldn't it? The deduction for Orkin Toman is 12 cents a win and 12 cents a place. So basically a new market here. Blaze Ray is a $4.60 chance. Bring Euro out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Catesby, looking to have more luck than it had the other day when it was a late scratching, at $23. Kennedy at 7. League of Nations with blinkers on at 5. Overshare, $4.60. Regal Cannon is $9.50. Runaway at 10. Scream Park, a $4 favourite. Sparky Lad out, 5 cents a win and nothing the place. We Could Be Heroes out, no deduction. Best supported runner now is Overshare in front of Blaze Ray and Kennedy.
Yeah, a lot more pace on paper in the boys' edition than the girls' edition here. I've got speed from Regal Cannon, Overshare, League of Nations, Blaze Ray, Kennedy, and also Runaway. So, Ray, most of these will press forward.
That's interesting, Paul. So pressure right from the start. I'm going with a 7-over share here. Look, Team Hawks thought this colt was good enough to run in the Blue Diamond previews and preludes earlier this season. He wasn't disgraced in either. He ran fourth on debut in the preview behind Property and then was fifth to that same horse in the prelude. Resuming here, no official trial, but he has had a jump out at Flemington where he went nicely, and I just think he's got a lot of natural ability, number 7-over share. From that gate, I think he'll tuck in behind that speed that Paul mentioned, probably settle third or fourth, one out. I think it'll be hard to stop number 7-over share. I've got him on top from the two Blaze Ray, who is making its debut here for the Chris Waller stable. And this is a full brother to Rain Affair. So the soft 7 track will suit Blaze Ray. He comes in this off the back of two excellent trials. Looks a natural runner, Blaze Ray. Number 9, Runway, was very impressive in its recent Randwick Barrow trial win. Was ridden for speed that day, but maintained a solid gallop right through that trial and powered through the line. Looks a nice type. Really improved off his first trial. And number 6, League of Nations, comes into this race off two recent solid trial efforts. He was good on debut at Hawkesbury back in February, and as Paul mentioned, from his favourable gate, he'll be up on speed, making his own luck. Pretty keen on overshare, Paul, though. I think he might be a smart colt in the second. 7, 2, 9, and 6.
Yeah, I'm going 6, 7, 2, and 5 here. 6, League of Nations on top. Look, Ray's covered him fairly well. It was a solid debut at Hawkesbury. Nothing's really come out of that race, which is my little slight query, but he's had the two trials this time, and I really like his Gosford trial. And he's got the blinkers on first time today from Peter and Paul Snowden. So that always shows a fair bit of intent when they resume with the blinkers on first time. And this was a $700,000 yearling colt. So they won't be mucking around with him. They'll want to get a win in the bank as soon as they can. The 7-over share, obvious threat. Ray covered him perfectly. You've gone around in a Blue Diamond prelude behind Property and Pariah, only beaten 3 lengths by those horses. You'd think that sort of form is good enough to win on a Wednesday at Canterbury. The 2 Blaze Ray, funny enough, he's got the same action as his full brother. Gets his head up, wants to go. He'll love the wet track, as Ray mentioned. And number 5, Kennedy. I thought with that race experience and with the speed on up front today, he might be the horse that drifts back and has the final shot at them if they overdo it. So I'll go 6, 7, 2, and 5 in the set.
Okay, the 3rd at 2:05, benchmark 67. No scratchings here. Munns, a field of just 7.
Yeah, we've got a Solado here for Timmy Donnelly, and I'll check with Timmy at the races whether that is the correct pronunciation or not. It's a $4.80 chance. Lacura's at 5, Balius at $5.50. Token of Love, $4.80. Mudurakim, $3.80 in favourite. 0 to 10 at $9.50. And Zadok the Priest is a $13 chance. Not much interest whatsoever here, but the best one has been Solado. We did put up as much as $10, reopened 6 this morning, now $4.80. Second pick is Muta Rakim, who's been $3.20, $3.50, $3.80.
Yeah, well, they're the two probably backmarkers here, Munns, because there is a bit of speed in the race despite a small field. Balius and Token of Love, 1-2, with Zadok the Priest and 0 to 10 keeping them honest. So they're the 4 on-pace runners. The other 3 get back, and Soliado, Munns, missed the start when resuming at Wagga, so I've got him settling in last position today.
I've got Mudurakim on top here, Paul. Comes off a really good run at Canterbury last start. Calypso Bay was dynamic that day, but Mudurakim worked to the line really nicely to run second. That was his best run this prep. He steadily improved with each run, and he gets his opportunity here, the 5 Mudurakim, in a race I don't have a lot of confidence in, admittedly. 2 Lacura comes out of the same race. He didn't have much luck in the Calypso Bay race last start, and he finished right alongside Mudurakim there. Lacura's best form is on soft and heavy. 6 of his 7 career wins have come in those conditions. He'll appreciate these wet track conditions this afternoon. The top weight, number 1, Solado. That first up run that Paul mentioned, I thought was a super effort. He never got any clear galloping room in the straight. Only beaten 3 and $6.50.
Alfton at 11. I'm Bulletproof 18. Law Major at 18. Best supported runner here, Sis Montaigne. Bet as much as 4.20 into 3.80 last night. $3 after that. Open 2.90 this morning. Is now a $2.40 chance. Race 6 on the card here. We start with Picardy Rose at $5. Noir is $2.80 in favourite. Piping Hot out this morning, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Sharpness at 6, Silent Sea at 10. Can Dream 11, La Chica Bella 7.50. Smart As 10, Pandaya 13, Fast Ali at 23. Best supported runner here, Picardy Rose, $6.50 into five so far today. Second pick is La Chica Bella, and third pick, only $40-odd behind it, is Noir. And the last of seven, the Sweps, I'll be feeling like one by the time this rolls around. Oh, Rachel is a scratching no deduction. Dorf Star at 12, LA Cheval at 15, Cleve Hill at $5.50. Cool Craft with the earmuffs on and the winkers taken off is a $10 chance. Bogey at 19, Shavish at 14, Manhattan Sun 41, Mega Mall at 8, Radical Impact on the backup from Saturday at $26. Surf and Safari at 14, Zinzan Elsie out, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Philosophy, $2.80 in favourite. Banuelo out, no deduction. Dylan's Romance with Brent Navdulla to ride at 15. Know How with Adam Hieronymus to ride at 19. And Scratch the Bottom 2, no deduction. Best supported runner on the whole program occurs in the last Philosophy. In a full field, it was $7.50 into $4.20. Last night, whilst form line was on, it was $4.20 into $3.20. It opened 3.10 this morning. It's now a $2.80 favourite. And in the Jockeys Challenge, just quickly, Kieran McAvoy, $2.70 favourite, over Huey Bowman, $3.60. Brent Navdulla, Adam Hieronymus, $7. Tommy Berry, Corey Brown, $8. Any other jockey, $18. Josh Parr, $41. Boys, I'll see you on Sky Thoroughbred Central at 11 o'clock. Good luck.
Thank you, Munns. Enjoy your break. You're going for some time off, aren't you now?
Yeah, I'll see you in about 5 weeks, Kevvy.
5 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, dear, dear.
Yeah, I'll be on either Banged Up Abroad or Current Affair, whatever.
Good on you,
see you, mate.
All right, there's Glenn Munsey, and yeah, always amusing. All right, boys, you heard the prices there for the fourth. How's it looking speed-wise, Paul?
Yeah, there's a good pace here, Kev. Genuine Tempo, I've got it marked. San Pablo goes forward with Queen of Height, so one of those two should take up the running. Prometheus will keep them honest, and we've also got Word Games and Emperor's Way who settle handy. So Rady on paces there. There should be a bit of pressure on in the fourth.
Which is what I wanted, Paul, because I've gone a little wide here with number 7, High Lee, each way. Look, she's third up, getting out to 1,900, this So You Think Filly, and this is what she'll really enjoy getting out to this sort of a trip. And her last that effort at Gosford, she's run fourth, beaten the length to Savinia. Ultimate Fantasy made her run with High Lee that day. High Lee went with that filly, not beaten too far when she ran fourth. Ultimate Fantasy ran second. Now, that mare has since come out and come from back and romped in at Goulburn on Monday. It was a really impressive win. I think the form out of that Gosford race is strong. I think High Lee third up today at about the $13 I think Glenn mentioned. I think she's terrific each way value. That Tempo up front will suit her and she'll be working to the line hard. I think she's a terrific chance. The 5 Queen of Heights, look, she's so well bred. She traces back to that famous Battle Heights family from New Zealand. They were great mudlarks. They were stayers. They're tough horses. That's what this filly appears to be. She is stepping out to 1,900 for the first time, but she broke through on a heavy track at Warwick Farm in good style last start. One little concern I had, Paul, was that Birdsong, who was second that day, was beaten at Newcastle last Saturday as favourite. But Queen of Heights gets up on speed, as Paul suggests, makes her own luck. Hugh Bowman sticks. Number 1, San Pablo, similar. Tough horse, back to 3-year-old grade. Has got to carry plenty of weight, but he likes Canterbury. It suits his racing pattern. And number 10, Domed, also comes out of a really impressive last that effort. He broke his maiden at Goulburn with a fast finishing effort. The format of that race, to be fair, a little bit questionable, but he was impressive late. Rachel King's claim gets in with no weight. Good race, the fourth. I've gone wide here, Paul. Each way, number 7, High Lee. 7, 5, 1 and 10.
Yeah, I've got the 7 in my numbers, Ray. I've gone 10, 5, 6 and 7. I've got the 10 on top, Domed, who we saw win at Goulburn last start. It was only a maiden over a mile, but she got back and rocketed home there and put them away strongly late. We haven't had a chance yet to see how the form stacks up out of that race, but I expect it'll be okay. The Goulburn form these days is a lot stronger than it used to be. And I just think the 1900 Genuine Tempo will really suit this John Thompson trained filly. And obviously Rachel King gets 2 kilos off as well, so carries no weight at all. I'm happy to gamble on Domed, and interesting to hear Munn say she was $8 into $6. Second pick for me, number 5, Queen of Heights. So Ray covered her well. I think the only query, as Ray said, that Birdsong form, Ray, but all the form around her prior to that's been very strong. So I'm willing to give that form a bit more chance. Number 6, Word Games. Well, she's got similar form around Queen of Heights. She actually beat Queen of Heights when they clashed here last start at Canterbury. And the 7, High Lee, well, if you've ever seen a horse bred to stay at this one, So You Think out of a Dr. Grace mare, brings back some memories, Dr. Grace, Ray. And Hi Lee, out the back, waiting for the last shot at them, Chris Waller Polish. I think it's a great value find of yours there, Ray. 10, 5, 6 and 7 in the fourth.
Okay, gentlemen, race 5 comes up at 3:15, a benchmark 72 again, a field of 8 with no scratchings. Recounting the favourite here is Sismontane, pretty short, 2:30. Paul.
Yeah, speed-wise, Kev, look, Sismontane probably gets a picnic in front, hence the big support for it. I'm Bulletproof, the only other on-pace runner, and the next one I've got is Promash, who probably drops into third or fourth with El Novio. So, Ray, I do have the on-paces dominating here.
It looks hard to beat Sismontane if he does get that easy lead, Paul. Going to give Esther Kreis another chance. He's backing up for the third consecutive Canterbury midweek. He's coming off 2 seconds. He was home for all money, wasn't he, last week on the turn? He ranged up to Life for Brian, looks set to go straight past him, but Life for Brian was just too tough. If you took the $1.70, you were burned that day. Be hard to back him again, but I just think he's going to get a lovely run here. He'll be close enough. Hugh Bowman is sticking with Esther Kreis, and he's got that race fitness edge over Sismontane. I'm going to give him one more chance to three Esther Kreis. I thought the main danger was the 5 Promash. She comes out of that Calypso Bay Mutarakan race at Canterbury last start. She's also working her way back into good form after 3 runs from a spell, and she'll run a race here. She handles these soft and heavy track conditions. The one Sismontane was good first up at Kembla, ran into a smart horse in Flow that day. He'll be fitter, but goes straight to 1900 second up on a rain affected track with 59.5. I just thought he was a risk at the 2:30. And of the rest, I thought number 8, Law Major, Paul. I liked his recent trial. He's first up at 1900, but he's had 2 very solid 1200 metre trials. He is a horse who does come to hand quickly. So Law Major down the weights, some sort of hope also in race 5. 3 Esther Kreis. I'm going to give him one more chance, Paul. In race 5, 3, 5, 1 and 8.
Yeah, I'm going 1, 3, 2 and 5 here. I'm with Sismontane on top. I just see him getting this picnic out in front. He's second up to 1900, but he's a Dowler staying tight. We saw that last prep. He loves soft going. He loves heavy going. He's the most lightly raced runner in the field, yet he's the top weight. So that goes to show he's also got upside to him, and I think he's one of the better bets of the day. Now, the 3 Esther Kreis, I do think he's a genuine threat, though. A couple of people jumping off ship with him, but he bumped into Collateral 2 starts ago, and Collateral since won again in Saturday grade. So that was a big effort. There were 3 lengths to the third horse. And then last week, yes, he was going to beat Life O'Brien, but Life O'Brien's a tough, consistent stayer, and he just fought back under the lighter weight to edge him out. I think Esther Kreis is a big player again today with the 2 kilo weight drop. I do think there's a big gap then to the other 2 chances. Number 2, El Novio. Handles a soft track. He's got barrier 1, so all the favourites today, but he has been racing below his best. And the 5 Promass, pedigree says it'll appreciate the 1900, but I'm yet to be convinced she's a genuine stayer. So I'll go 1, 3, 2 and 5. I'll only be playing numbers 1 and 3 in the quaddie.
Alrighty, race 6 is coming up at 10 to 4, a benchmark 67 for the 3-year-old fillies. Number 3, Piping Hot's the scratching. Just recounting that Noir at 280, but the money's been for Bacardi Rose here. Number 1, $7 into 460 today.
Yeah, well, it's one of the backmarkers here, Kevin. There's a stack of pace and pressure in the race. La Chica Bella, Smart As, drawn wide with Pandia. And kicking up from the inside, we've got the likes of Silent Sea and also Fast Ali. So the pace will be on here, Ray, in the 6.
Yeah, my 2 selections are drawn wide here, 4 Sharpness and 2 Noir, Paula. I'm going to stick with Sharpness. I was just impressed with the way she bulked her way into the clear and got the job done when resuming at that Warwick Farm midweek 3 weeks ago. Gracious Grey has come out of that race and since won to frank the form. I really like the way she knuckled down under pressure. And even though the margin was only a half neck, she was quite dominant late, Sharpness. And her only previous start, she was a good second at Newcastle back in February. Nice filly. Will improve off that comeback win at Warwick Farm. A little awkwardly drawn here, but the speed that Paul mentioned will allow Tommy Berry to slide across, find cover. I think she'll be hard to beat, the 4 Sharpness. 2 Noir, she's a talentless filly and a little freshen up since she was unplaced behind Test the World at Warwick Farm back in May. She ran 4th that day, beaten only 1.5 lengths. Test the World knocked up winning races since. Chris Waller did give Noir a barrier trial in between runs, and she was brilliant winning at Rose Hill last week in that trial. Number 9, Pandy, look, never runs a bad race. This flew from the Greg Hickman stable, and her effort last out behind Passage of Time and Summer Doubt was really sound. And the 7, La Chica Bella, been to the races twice, got the job done on both occasions, will jump and lead here and give you a sight. Deep races, Paul. I've got 4 Sharpness on top, 4, 2, 9 and 7.
Yeah, very deep race, Ray. I'm 2.96 and 4. I'm with Noir on top. Obviously, that trial you mentioned on a heavy track, she was brilliant there. The run at Warwick Farm, we can forgive that when she drew 13 of 13, finishing fourth behind Test the World, which, by the way, is a really strong form line. We've seen Test the World come out and win twice in Saturday 8-day grade since. She was just posted 5 deep, no cover, doing all the work there. So to get beat a length and a half was a very good effort. And the win before that here at Canterbury on top of the ground, she was dominant that day, beating Dream I Can. So I think with the speed on, Karen McAvoy can let a few go in front and Noir can steam home over top of them. I thought the main danger here was the 9 Pandea. As Ray said, consistent, over the odds, loves a soft track, gets the 2 kilo claim for Rachel King. It's the value runner for sure, the 9. Number 6, Can Dream, another value player if you're playing the multis. Last start, that My True Love, Our Belisa, Natoya form line. Can Dream finished fourth in that race after racing keenly. That won't be the case today with so much speed in the race. And number 4, Sharpness Race, top pick. Can't have done much more than what it's done from 2 starts. Very impressive first up. Probably a slight query on a genuine soft track. That's about my only question mark with her. I'll go 2.96 and 4.
And the last race at 4:25, race 7, the Schweppes Handicapper benchmark 72. Put the pen through 1, 12, 14, 17 and 18. As Munza alluded to, philosophy really well tried. It's now $2.80. I know Brad Davidson, your colleague there, Ray, put it his best bet of the day on Formline last night. It's $2.80. Cleve Hill at $5.50. How's it map, Paul?
Yeah, maps really well, Kev. Nice soft barrier with plenty of speed drawn across the track. L.A. Chevalier noted speed from Mega Mall Handy. Other horses that will go forward here include Radical Impact and also drawn off the track, Dylan's Romance. And there's a couple of others there that will kick up race, such as Bogey. So I would expect the pace to be genuine, if not fast, in the last race.
And Philosophy just gets a lovely run tucked in behind him, I thought, Paul. Look, I think she kicks every box here except the soft to heavy track conditions. Her one failure in 4 starts was on a heavy, but that was at the end of her preparation back in the summer. She's resuming here. Look, she's a really talented mare, Street Cry, very lightly raced. I think the key to her, Paul, is that Godolphin have kept her in the system despite the fact she's obviously had problems. She's a rising 5-year-old, going to the races for just the 5th time, but she's resuming here. She's won twice previously, and she comes into this race off the back of a lovely Warwick Farm trial. I watched that very closely because that was on a heavy track that day, and her action was perfect. She was cruising outside of Dorf Star. So, look, I'm banking on her getting the right run, showing her class and handling the track conditions today. Number 13, Philosophy, definitely the one to beat in the last. 3, L.A. Chevelle, race fit now, and look, she'll cross from that outside barrier and be up on the speed, and she loves Canterbury, and look, with 57.5, she's not badly weighed on her best form, and her last that effort behind Secret Trail was excellent. If you like Philosophy's trial, you had to like Dorf Star as well. She was inside Philosophy in that Warwick Farm trial, going very, very well. She resumes, she's got the 1 gate, she'll be hard to beat. And of the rest, 5 Cool Craft, bit hard to catch, but does like Canterbury, will get back and be running home hard off. The hot speed will suit him. But 13 Philosophy, I think, is pretty smart, Paul, and the one to beat in the last. 13, 3, 2, and 5.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. 13 on top, 13, 7, 11, and 16. If Philosophy lives up to her trials, I think she wins the race. Simple as that. She's had the 2 trials this time in on soft and heavy tracks, as Ray mentioned. Action's been perfect. The point Ray made about Godolphin keeping her in the system's a great one, and the money's just come for a non-stop. So you'd have to think all she has to do is get a clear track at them in the straight, and Philosophy probably wins the last. Number 7, Chavish. I think he'll be hitting the line hard, and my boy Charlie generally loved these conditions. Last preparation had some good form behind the likes of Eastern Legend and Invincible Knight. I think he's a big player here at big odds. And the other two I'm throwing in a bit of a price, the 11 Surf and Safari. This horse is in much better form than to give its last start flop when it was caught wide. Form prior to that was terrific on soft track and a good track at Scone. This horse has never fired on a good track, so he's obviously going particularly well. And I thought the 16 at Know How for Jason Coyle, we know the stable's flying. This horse always performs well fresh, loves Canterbury, and if they do overcook it up front, look at Know How charging into the multiples at big, big odds. 13 on top, the favourite should win. 7, 11 and 16 if you're playing the trifecta.
All right, gentlemen, best bets for today. You both like Philosophy in the last. What do you like, Ray? What's your best?
Yeah, I think Philosophy is the best, and I have a suspicion it might be Paul's as well. So just for a point of difference, I thought Godolphin, Darren Beatman and Corey Brown could bookend this meeting, boys. I like race 1, number 6, Manicure, into race 7, number 13, Philosophy.
Yeah, Kev, look, I'm race 7, number 13, Philosophy, and I'll throw an early one in too because I thought race 2, number 6, League of Nations, was a great each-way chance, obviously, in the second. Loved his trial. Nice soft barrier. Blinkers first time for the Snowdens. So race 2, number 6, into race 7, number 13.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure to speak to you both. Paul, enjoy Ascot with your baby, no doubt.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll do a few more sleepless nights to come, but no, it's all worth it, guys, and thanks for having me on.
Good on you, Paul. Thank you, Ray. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks so much, Kev.